الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. وقال تعالى أيضا: إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, firstly, before we try to briefly explain the ayat we have recited, as we learn from our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, let a few reminders that we should remind one another. Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us also and says, Wazakir, remind one another. فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَوُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A reminder is beneficial for every person. But who will really take heed? Those people who have got keen interest in becoming the friends of Allah. And they are already regarded as the believers. The moment a person recognizes who has given him life, Allah Ta'ala already puts the crown of wilayat on his head. But now Allah Ta'ala wants him to reach a very, very high stage of close connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah has given us the full prescription. Allah has made all the means available for us. Now it is left unto us. Allah has given us the choice now. I have shown you everything. Now it's up to you, O insan. And as we will explain in the ayat, that what happens to us if we don't do and make the correct choice. So firstly, a reminder is extremely beneficial for the believers. Today we see in our mundane activities, our daily chores, the wife just tells you, bring something before you come home. Just buy some potatoes or whatever. When you come home, the first thing, that is her worry. Because she has to prepare the food. If that is not ready, you also making a noise. But when she asks you, did you bring it? You didn't tell me. You didn't remind me. You couldn't phone me. So for simple things we forget, then can we imagine, which are much, much more important, our matters of deen, how much don't we forget? And Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, Allah Ta'ala has left the man of Allah, as we have just heard now, never ever think that there are no pious, there are no men of Allah Ta'ala who can remind us. Allah Ta'ala has left the man of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and when Allah has mentioned Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the pious, this is continuity. That is till our last breath. That means forever till Allah Ta'ala wants the world to carry on, Allah will keep the pious servants. So they will be pious servants all the time, and they have got their finger on our pulse, and they will remind us of all important matters. For example, yesterday we learned from our Hazrat the importance of Durood Sharif. So as a reminder to myself, let me ponder and think that did I read at least my 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, and the evening is already coming. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us very strikingly that don't be unmindful. Take care of your life. Wal Asr. It's already time of Asr. The day your life is, the day is coming to an end. Your life, you are already 1.5 legs in the cupboard. Don't think of your age. It's not the age that takes you away. It's not sickness that takes you away. فَإِذَا جَاءَ جَلُومُ لَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ سَعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. No person knows that how many minutes Allah has written for us. How many drops of the water Allah has written for us. We see many babies come into the world, hardly one day, and they have left the world. So we have to realize that my life is very short. So let me see, the morning passed already. If I didn't read my 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning, then what, my life already is wasted, a whole day, so to say. And we won't get this day back again. So let us make Tawbah, Istighfar, and then see that I don't forget to read at least my 10 times. And as Hazrat has explained, those that are reading more, 100 times doesn't mean bring it less to 10. Carry on and increase. In dunya, we want all the time increasing, and we want all the time betterments in our progress in our dunya. But those are all artificial. Zahrat al hayatu dunya. Allah says those are the glitter and glamour of this world. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ مِنْهُمْ. Don't even lift your eyes and don't even glance to those things. Those things will make you totally unmindful, and you will think you're progressing. I've got a new car now. I've got a new house now. I've got new furniture. These things in no way whatsoever gives you respect, gives you honor, because respect and honor and comfort is not what is out of the body, is what is within the body. And that is our reality. In fact, the body also is not our reality. What is inside the body, which we will only see, as Allah has mentioned in the second part of the ayat I have written, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسْتِرَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart, that ruh, when it is shown to you, when it's time for Qiyamah, and every person's first Qiyamah is when we're going into the cover. When that ruh comes out from our mouth, we see our mouths are wide open, our eyes are popped out. Why we are shocked, is that how I look? I thought I'm very handsome, and I'm a great sheikh, I've got a big amama, I've got a kurta, I read very well. But my ruh, my inner self, I didn't even pay attention to that. My reality, I didn't even realize, what am I? So very, very important that we should realize that that is our reality. We shouldn't even turn towards the outward things of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala gives it without us making such effort that our deen gets impacted. Then this is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala did not make the good things of this world haram for us. But Allah Ta'ala made it that we don't desire it and we don't work for that. That is not our maqsad. Our maqsad is to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So first important thing is, let me see, did I read my durood today? Another important aspect which our Shaykh reminds us all the time, did I take out my time for making dua today? Did I make dua for my islah? Did I make dua for this islahi gathering? And did I make dua for our Shaykh that who's got the speaker, which was the speaker of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And such speaker, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Their hearts stay apart, and we see when they talk, like their hearts are coming out, that how, where we are going, which direction we are going. And Allah Ta'ala says how the condition of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, مَا لِيَدُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْهُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. said, "Oh my people, what's wrong with you? I'm calling you towards najat, salvation, and you calling me towards shirk, towards kufr, and touching my your idols, etc." And sadly, when we don't realize this, then as Maulana explained, you can have ilm also, and you will be misguided. And then you'll say, what's wrong with interfaith conferences? Let's have unity in the world. And this is how shaitan will put that zahrat al-hayat al-dunya, that outward glitter and glamour, that the whole world should be united. So interfaith conferences, that's a different subject, we're not going into that. But where it leads us to, just to say there's nothing wrong with that, iman is at stake already. So we should understand and realize that the speaker that they have is for me and you. That how can we be saved from the glitters and glamours of this world and don't lose our direction. Allah Ta'ala has created us for the greatest purpose, and that is to build our connection with Allah. To become the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and not the friend of this dunya, not the friend of this artificial world, but to become the friend of Allah, which is a great ni'mat, a great gift. We can't imagine the value of being the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So anyway, a person should be making dua that our mashayikh, our shaykh, and all our mashayikh and our asatizah, how they got fikr, and that Allah Ta'ala brought us here. No person came on his own. Ye qadam utte nahi uthaye jate. Our feet didn't just lift up on its own. Allah gave us the ability to lift it. Allah put in the heart that let me go for the Islahi Jalsa. And remember, it's not just another Jalsa. Let me just go here, whose talk it is now. Or let me only go for just particular talk. I've come here myself first to correct my intention, my Islam. That I have to purify my heart. And when Hazrat teaches us, the moment you make that niyat, you make that dua, and now you make the correct effort by being in the company of the pious servant, you are already on that road that you want to purify your heart, Allah will start coming in that heart. You won't have to make dua that Allah come in the heart. You make an effort to really purify your heart, and this is Islah all about. That take out all this mundane thought from our heart. La ilaha, all this negative things that this thing will cause me harm. And as our Shaykh puts it so beautifully, that we say Allah does. And how many years we've been saying that only Allah does. But Allahu Akbar, the example of that our Shaykh gives so beautifully, that if a person wants to go and propose for a girl, for example, and now he goes with his family members, and then they meet there, and then they are giving him all the positive factors. This girl is so good, the family is like this, everything. 99% he has made up his mind, this is my match, I have to get married here. Just before they finish their talk, they say, but. Now when that but came, that 99% got cancelled. But what? Just that one but he heard, and he heard, oh, one negative, it changed his whole mind. So we also said that is just one proposal that changed. We have to see our iman. Today we're saying Allah is in control. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَوَّ يَشْفِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam on the one hand taught us adab, respect, that it is everything comes from Allah. Good conditions, opposite conditions. But we don't say Allah made me sick. We say when I get sick, Allah cures me. It comes from Allah, but Allah will cure me. But we say that Allah will cure me, but if I don't wear my mask, but if I don't satanize or say whatever they want to call it, that what haram you put on your body, and you say you are getting good health. How can you get good health? So that but is cancelling our iman, and we don't realize that one but, and we losing our direction. And so that is extremely important. Our durood, our dua, and duas for our parents, duas for our asatiza, duas for our mashayikh, duas for our parents will open our dunya. Duas for our ustaz and our mashayikh, duas for our ustaz will open our understanding of deen. Duas for our mashayikh will open our connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So duas are extremely important. And duas for our own Islam. And then very, very important now to follow that path. And which is that path? There is only one way which Allah Ta'ala has made. Besides that way, every other way is the way of darkness. And that way is, which Allah Ta'ala says, if you go back in the history of mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Man was in total darkness. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. They were in layers of darkness, and not darkness as far as outward light is concerned. The word shaitan again, what zaharata al-hayatu dunya, what the outward glitter and glamour of this world, all bright, bright light, by the worst evil places, he puts all those bright, bright light, and he distracts us to death. And we think that is where there is light, where that is total darkness. And when you'll understand this, without the company of the mashayikh, you won't understand this. You'll get totally lost. And we'll see today that how we are totally lost with all the artificial bright colors of this world. So much so that just using colors, they have even changed our mindset totally. That today a person supposed to be matured, supposed to be a university graduate, but he'll say, what's wrong of being gay? Just because of the bright rainbow colors they have made, and we are buying, we wearing it ourselves, the color of our own socks today, we see what different colors on one pair of socks. Like our Shaykh says so beautifully, they have made us clowns, and we don't realize. They have controlled our brains, now they control our mouths also. We utter what they want us to utter. And then we go in the direction what they want to. We lose our direction if we don't hold firm. Allah Ta'ala said, if you want sirati mustaqeem, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. One is kitabullah. That will guide you to Allah is the kitab of Allah. But you won't understand the kitab of Allah without rijalullah, without the men of Allah. They will tell you, you'll understand it online. You can't understand it online. You can't understand it on Master or Mufti Google or Master Google. You can only understand it in the as Maulana explained so beautifully. Even if you're not an alim and you're in the company of the mashayikh, what an open heart to make our Islam, to find Allah, then you'll see you're able to differentiate more clearly than a person who's an alim of deen but not interested in his Islam. Allahu Akbar. So we have to understand and realize, for example, when the glitter of the glamour of the world started many years ago, today we all think technology is progressing. Technology is not taking us ahead. It's taking us totally into intelligentsia, the destruction. And we're becoming sophisticated fools. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, we say that was the days of Jahiliyyah. There were no universities, madrasas, etc. Today there are no shortage of, although there are more madrasas are needed, but as far as universities, etc. is concerned, there is no shortage. But where is it leading us to? And that time already, Allahu Akbar, our pious elders, which we heard of Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatul Ali, what a buzurg of his time. At that time he said such a beautiful poem, and he said, Naya Roshni, tera muh ho kala, bahar hai ujala, andar hai andhera. That all the so-called modern enlightened world, may your face be blackened. That outwardly you look very bright. Technology are moving ahead. The scientists are telling us this, etc. He says outward it looks like a bright picture. Inside there's only zulmat, there's only darkness. Any part that is against the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not give us peace and contentment in this world. And worse, if we don't realize that I'm on the wrong road, then when Malakul Maut comes, Allah Ta'ala says, let it not be a shock. And then you will say, Hatta, all of a sudden, Malakul Maut in front of me. Hatta iza jahadumul maut, qala rabbi irji'uni. Oh Allah, give me time, let me turn back. Allah Ta'ala will say, Kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa. No chance now. You said it over and over. How many bayans you heard? How many times you said, I want to change? Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say it so beautifully. He says, many a person will come and say, Hazrat, I want to change. I want to take that, but I think I'm still not ready. So Hazrat used to put it simply, he say, Bhai, when you want to change? Before mort or after mort? Hazrat, obviously, before I die, I want to change my life. So Hazrat says, tell me when you're going to die. And he says, Hazrat, who's got guarantee? So Hazrat says, if that is the case, it means you must change now. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, this is what is called jazb, that Allah is pulling you towards Him. That in any gathering, or you meet any person, and he gave you one advice, and you thought, hey, I must change, man. Or I must, you saw somebody doing good, you must, at that time, you must immediately make tawbah and start changing. Don't turn back now. So like in this gathering also, if I realize I've made a mistake, I'm of the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the only way to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. As our Dada Shaykh's famous poem, so beautifully Hazrat has put it, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. That if we want to reach our eternal abode, this is not our home. Allah says, don't be overtaken with artificial beauty. This is for people who don't realize their reality, that they think they made themselves, they think it's their own life. Allah says, Inna khalaqna al-insan. Insan, we made you. We created you. Just to that, Allah is saying, we created you. What a great honor that is. To show that Allah made me. And Allah made me the best. That means I am the slave of Allah. I have to love for Allah. And that is why Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Damat Barakatum puts it so beautifully. When you get up in the morning, realize Allah gave me another life. Make your niyat. What should be your niyat? Maqsoode man tu wa radaitu. That, oh Allah, now my object of life, yesterday I wasted another life. Now my object and purpose, and this is why we have come here for this Islah, to make me realize, to make us all realize. Let us make our object and purpose here, that my object and purpose is Allah, nothing else. And like our Shaykh teaches us, one other great way to reach Allah is our Salah. Never compromise. Let our life be rotated around our Salah. That should be our objective for the pleasure of Allah. Maqsoode man tu wa radaitu. And what is it that our object be Allah? That what pleases Allah, not what pleases me. Shaitan also is very chalak, he's very shrewd, that even he'll get us involved in such ibadat, works of deen that pleases my nafs. But what is more important, my Islam which is first, that I don't regard as important. And I even don't really pay attention to that. So what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, that I must worry. And how to get that? Ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, oh Allah, give me your proper recognition. And Allah has made it for every insan. Allah Ta'ala says, Kullu Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, which is directly, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he spoke, was from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah created us, and Allah has given us a natural disposition, that Kullu مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born with a natural mind. Every child is born with ability to grasp and recognize Allah. Already in that infant stage, but now Allah has given this amanah to the parents. It's their responsibility to start that poor child's life on the right foundation. And that is why the path to Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which not will only make us reach Jannat, which our Shaykh explained so beautifully. Jannat may be still far. It's a long, just a long journey. But you'll get a catch far greater than Jannat. Allah se milate sunnat ke raaste. You'll get the connection with Allah only by following the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaitan knows this. And that is why we see this whole pandemic that they have brought about in the whole world. It's nothing but just a direct attack on our deen. Directly attacking us to distract us from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which in our daily lives, myself I'm talking of, so unmindful. Let us think, does the word sunnah appear in my home? Do my children hear the word sunnah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. That time is going to come like Islam started like a stranger. People said, what is this way of life this man is talking about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى. That time will return. Today when you talk of sunnah, Mawlana is backward. He is going the camel age. But our Shaykh says it so beautifully. The only way to success is go 1400 years back to the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't go further back than that. Don't go to the days of Jahiliyyah also. And don't try and go ahead and follow technology, because then you're going into the digital world, which digit is Dajjal and the Tal of Dajjal. And that is where we are going. And to save us from that also, another important aspect which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, read Surah Kahf, especially in this time and age. At least try and read the first 10 ayats in the morning and last 10 ayats, or in the evening. And on the day of Jummah, make sure we read the whole Surah Kahf. Then all the fears and all the anxieties, all the wrong thoughts, automatically you'll see it start going out of your mind. So it is extremely important, respected elders and friends, that we see our direction and we come back onto the sunnat way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for that is the istilah, that I accept that I am on the wrong path. I must make istighfar, I must make tawbah. That Allah Ta'ala has taught us that that father, the first thing the child is supposed to hear, azan. Allah gave me my life. No gynecologist, no midwife, not my parents, nobody. I belong to Allah, so I must please Allah. As we heard beautifully in the bayan also, that even a young girl says that I can't give preference to the command of my mother if it is against the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I belong to Allah, I am the slave of Allah. Don't let me become the slave of my nafs. That nafs will tell you if you're driving this car, then you are an important person. Our Shaykh says it so beautifully, if you are so important, driving the latest BMW, which in reality is not even yours, think for yourself, it belongs to the bank. And we just heard the nahusat of interest, how terrible it is. A person's face will turn black, Allah save us. But you will have worries driving that car. Mr. Fly also comes in the car. So he is a chauffeur-driven person. He is more important than you. He doesn't even have to worry of maintenance. So it's not our outward things that makes us valuable. It's our ruh, our soul. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. That don't you forget, one day you're going to, the body is going to go into the qabr. And the ruh, which is your reality, that is going to go either to A'la Illiyin, if you came on the direction of sunnah, and you came on the direction of Islah, inculcating taqwa, then your ruh will go to A'la Illiyin, where all the pious souls are kept. Otherwise it will go to Asfal al-Safirin, to the lowest of ebb. Allah Ta'ala has made us insan, and Allah says, I have kept you, I have given you the abilities, I gave you all the ways, and I even sternly informed you that take this road. But Allah Ta'ala says, Innal insana li rabbi lakanud. How sad, insan, you are so ungrateful. Take a lesson from the animals. You say they are animals, but look at that horse. He just sees who gives him water and gives him food. He's ready to give his life for the master. He's ready to go in jihad. But insan, and that master didn't made him, didn't make his food. Insan, we made you. And yet you disobey Allah. And وَإِنَّهُ لِهُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And you got severe greed for goodness. And what you think is good is not good for you. You are greedy for the good things of this world, which are artificial pleasures. The real good things are the ma'rifat of Allah, which leads to the azmat, the greatness of Allah, which will lead to the ishq, the muhabbat, the love of Allah. And that is why Allah has given us this life in this world. For a short while, the ruh on its own could not appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, could have not become the great friend of Allah. So Allah put the ruh in the body, that now go in the world, see the greatness of Allah, recognize Allah, and put your head in sajda, and enjoy the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Allah ta'ala has sent us here. In the short while, Allah ta'ala is reminding us that, oh my servants, you are my servants, you're not anybody else's servant. And Allah ta'ala boasts, those who have realized this, wa ibadur rahman, they are my servants, the special servants of Allah. So we should beg Allah, oh Allah, we don't deserve it in the least, but But like Imam Abu Hanifa, who was a great wali of his time, a great personality, yet he used to say, and this is ma'rifat, when the more you recognize Allah, the more you realize, inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfa. Allah says, we made you from the most faultiest material, but we made you the best. We are faulty, but Allah who is Subhan, pure, Allah allows us with our faulty, dirty mouth to utter the name of Allah. That is such a great gift. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we'll try and end off now inshallah. Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Abu Jahl, when Allah brought him onto the path of Hidayat, he used to pick up Quran Sharif and kiss it and fall unconscious. When he comes back to his senses, he used to pick up Quran Sharif, kiss it, put it on his heart and says, Haza Kalamu Rabbi, the word of my Allah, and I am allowed to read, just to look at Quran Sharif, to recite Quran Sharif. As our Shaykh teaches us, we got lot of time for all the social media, our hours go, but for Quran Sharif, we don't have time. So this is Islah, let us come back onto the path, and let us make, so the starting point is Istighfar, Tawbah, and come regularly to this majalis. It's all, wherever our hearts connect to the pious servant, we have to attend regularly, daily. For our medicines, etc., we are too worried. The bodily sicknesses, that is not so serious. And that comes to an end the moment you go into the qabr. How shaitan has fooled us there also, that their body has died of COVID, don't go and touch it. That sickness is dead, it's over. You must attend to that body. There's honor, there's respect. Allahu Akbar. But shaitan has fooled us. He has made this effort that in our deen today, he has separated our deen from the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our salah, we say we're performing salah with total social distances, covering our faces, etc. And we think we are performing salah, which is extremely dangerous and harmful. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we make istighfar. We beg Allah Ta'ala for our islah. Make shukr Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Make a firm niyat that I want to be connected to the friends of Allah. And islah is till our last day, till the last moment. And then Allah Ta'ala will tell the malaika, write him as if he's made his islah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Just before we end, inshallah, after Maghrib, Salah will be meal. So Islah in meals and everything is that we do it according to Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not Islah. Meals on its own also, Allahu Akbar. By eating, Allah Ta'ala says, Kulu, it's a command of Allah. So we should eat with this intention that this is an ibadat, it's a command of Allah. And how will it become ibadat if I eat according to my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So in eating, you will get the recognition of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that person when he eats, and he reads, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. That means by eating, you'll become the friend of Allah. By eating, you'll get the ma'rifat of Allah. Who has given me this eyes to see the food? Who has given me this one small tongue? All the different, I can taste immediately what is sweet, what is sour, what is bitter. So I take the name of Allah before I eat. Allah has given me this food. And so easy Allah has made it just to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But my negligence, I forget about it. And while eating, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr, ya wajilu jalla jalaluhu. And while eating, then remind one another of the du'as that you read, let aloud, doesn't matter. Somebody hears you, he gets tawfiq, you get all the reward. And then not forgetting the du'as after we eat, that we make shukr to Allah. And most important, the main thing is, waj'alana minal muslimin. Allah made me a Muslim, let me live like a Muslim. And let me become a better Muslim all the time. As the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah make me a better Muslim. And this is what we have to become. First an insan, then I can think of becoming a Muslim, then a mu'min, then a wali. Today we just come one, two majlis, we take bath. When am I going to become the wali of Allah? That is not the purpose. I have to realize I'm still far from insaniyat. So in this way, if we eat also, our eating will be ibadat. Our going toilet will be ibadat. And this is why Allah said, I created you for my ibadat. Not 24 hours in the masjid. Your way of life like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be 24 hours in ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.